February is a confusing month, especially this year. It's got 29 days, but only this year because of the leap year. It's a quarter over already, but today is only the first Friday. So let's sing about February with particular attention to its weather. Take it away, Billy Talent. February winds. Everybody awake now? The first Friday of this and any month, we celebrate the vibrant art scene in our region with our First Friday Arts segment. We invite arts organizations in advance to call in with news of arts events in the coming weeks. It's all caller-generated. If you have an arts event to talk about, well, wait until we have a phone line open and then call 800-838-3760. I can see we're going to have to move pretty fast. Let's start with Ed at Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Jeff. Good morning. And our next concert for the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers takes place in 3 weeks, Saturday evening, February 29th at 8 p.m., and Sunday afternoon, March 1st at 3 p.m., and both of those are in the Music Building on the SOU campus in Ashland. And it's a special concert. For the third straight year, this is a concert sponsored by Jim Collier, and it's called First Light. And it consists entirely of new works. There are six choral works on the concert, and they're all written in the 21st century. There are five pieces in the first half of the concert, including one by the repertory singer's composer-in-residence in Ashland, Jody French. And they include poetry by Sarah Teasdale and Pablo Neruda. And one of them features full orchestra. After intermission comes the main piece on the program. It's a 50-minute cantata called A Sheen of Dew on Flowers by British opera and ballet composer Joby Talbot. It's for mezzo-soprano, baritone soloists, full orchestra, and chorus. It was commissioned by Sadler's Wells, and it premiered in London in March of 2019. This will be only the second performance worldwide, and it will be the American premiere of the work. And the topic of this cantata is love. It consists of poems by all women poets from different eras, from ancient times, the medieval era, and the 19th century, and it includes poems by Christian mystics, an Inuit shaman in the 19th century Arctic, a poem from ancient Japan, and a Sufi Muslim in Iraq. And again, all of them are female, and they are talking about various aspects of love, from its first blossoming to its full maturity to its bereavement and grief when one of the partners dies. So anyway, these concerts take place again in 3 weeks, February 29th at 8 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. March 1st.
March 1st. Okay, yeah, and we have reached out, I know, to Joby Talbot and a couple of other people involved with the concert, so we're trying to get a segment, an actual interview about that as well. So I appreciate you giving us the first knowledge of First Light, February 29th and March 1st, Southern Oregon Repertory Singers. Ed, thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. That opens up a phone line at 800-838-3760 as we turn to Livia Janisse at Livia Janisse Productions. Welcome to the First Friday Arts segment.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeffrey. I'm really, really happy to announce that we have a wonderful musical review opening up on Valentine's Day evening. It is a tribute to the life and music of Fred Astaire, and we have kind of labeled it I Won't Dance because we're setting aside his dancing to focus on his underappreciated singing. Many people don't realize he was George Gershwin's favorite singer, Jerome Kern's, and Irving Berlin's. And when Sondheim was asked who he wished could have sung his music, he said Fred Astaire.
Now, if people are wondering, if they're not used to hearing Fred Astaire other than the sounds of his feet when he's dancing, we do have a clip of his music to play. Here's Fred Astaire singing They Can't Take That Away From Me.
Wonderful.
The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
So that's the real Fred Astaire. Who gets to play Fred Astaire on stage?
Well, we have David King Gabriel and Rebecca Campbell. They're sharing the vocal duties and the narration. He introduced over 150 songs to the American Songbook, the first person to sing them. And they're songs like Fascinating Rhythm, They Can't Take That Away From Me, The Way You Look Tonight, Night and Day, Nice Work If You Can Get It. So you get 22 songs, you get a couple of videos of his dancing, stuff we could never recreate, like dancing on a ceiling. But it plays 6 performances only next weekend, and then the following weekend, the 14th through the 23rd. And we do Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 at the Bellevue Grange on Tolman Creek Road. And tickets are only $20, and they can be purchased at Paddington Station in Ashland or online at LiviaJaniceProductions.org. And we will have tickets at the door, as well as Oregon Trail cards will be honored at the door.
Okay, Fred Astaire, February 14th through the 23rd at the Bellevue Grange. Livia Janice, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You bet. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. One phone line open at 800-838-3760. As we turn now to Valerie Rochelle, who is calling on behalf of both the Oregon Cabaret Theater and the Oregon Center for the Arts at Southern Oregon University.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Hi. You've got quite a plate this month.
I know. First things first, is we just opened Steel Magnolias at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, which is a funny and heartfelt and wonderful play that has been seeing a resurgence around the country. It was also a movie with some very famous actresses, including Sally Fields and Julia Roberts and Olympia Dukakis. And so if anyone remembers the film, it's based off this beautiful award-winning play. So that is going on until March 22nd. And then we are continuing our one night only series again at the Cabaret this year. And on Wednesday, we had Jeff Pivar and Inger Jorgensen, who started out our one night only series last Wednesday. But coming up next on the 12th of February is going to be a tribute to Rosemary Clooney, featuring myself as Rosemary Clooney. And also Livy Janice is actually plays the narrator for me and helps. It's like a biographical musical journey through her life, and that's on the 12th.
Okay.
And then on February the 19th, we have Nick and Shay. Shay is a lead singer around here for a lot of different bands, including the Rogue Suspects, and Nick is from the Fret Drifters, and they're doing acoustic guitar and vocals on February 19th. And then on February 26th, we have Left, the band L-E-F-T, Left. And that's an acronym for the last names of the four original members, which is Brett Levick on vocals and guitar, Bob Evenuk on electric dobros and vocals, Greg Frederick, who is also of Rogue Suspects, on bass and vocals, Matt Terreri, who does drums and vocals, and they have a recent addition to the band named Don Harris, who does keyboards.
So now it's Left.
Left. Yeah, it's exactly now. Yeah, F-T-F-H, I guess. Yeah.
Right, Left.
And then on March 4th, which will be before your next First Friday, we have Signing the Song with William Martinez. William Martinez is an actor-singer who travels the United States doing his cabaret act, and basically it's about his journey. He grew up, even though he is hearing, mm-hmm. His mother was deaf, and he grew up in a silent household until he was almost 8 years old. He basically found his voice through singing in middle school. A teacher reached him and finally got him to sing and speak, and he talks about his experience with sign language and how it actually brought him to song and to finding his voice.
Wow, that's an amazing story.
Oh, it's an amazing story. He travels the country doing this cabaret act for teachers, teacher conferences.
Mm-hmm.
They pay him to inspire teachers, basically, and to teach them a little bit of sign language as well, which is, it's a beautiful, beautiful cabaret. So, and then switching to Southern Oregon University at the Oregon Center for the Arts, I am currently directing the musical If Then, which was on Broadway in 2014, starring Idina Menzel, who, of course, I think if everybody knows the musical Wicked, she was Elphaba in Wicked. And so this was a musical vehicle for her. And it's a really, really interesting story following a woman's life down two different paths. What if she went this way, or what if she had chosen this way?
And we have a song here, one called Here I Go. And let's play a little clip of Idina Menzel from the Broadway version.
Still here I go.
That's Idina Menzel from the Broadway version of If Then. She's got kind of a genre here now for her songs that have "go" in the title. I mean, "Here I Go," "Let It Go."
Let It Go, yes. I guess her Frozen fame is going to follow her everywhere, yes.
No doubt. So when is If Then opening up?
If Then opens on February the 20th, and I believe it runs for 6 performances over 2 weekends.
Okay, wow. You have come with a bigger plate than anybody I think we've ever had on First Friday Arts.
So sorry about that.
Talking about all you have in cabaret theater. I don't know how you find the time, too, because you're cabaret co-owner, plus you're also doing the work at the SOU Theater. So hats off to you. Many hats, clearly.
Well, thank you. All right, thanks so much.
Thanks, Val. Good to talk to you. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. That opens up another phone line at 800-838-3760 as we turn to Kim with Special Olympics talking about the Polar Plunge. Hi, Kim.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Actually, I want to talk about the art of plunging because it fits right in with your show today.
Okay.
We have about 300 people coming out. We come Saturday, February 15th at the Rogue Valley Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be taking the plunge for Special Olympics Oregon athletes. And we have about 1,200 here just in Southern Oregon that we support, and that provides uniforms, training, and sports equipment for our athletes with intellectual disabilities.
Wow. Okay. So what do people need to do if they want to take part?
So if they would like to take part, they can come out and watch, donate, plunge, support a plunger. They can go to plungeoregon.org. And some people belly flop, some people jump in with their feet, but the Southern Oregon Plunge is one of 5 across the state, and it's one of our biggest fundraisers. And so it's quite entertaining, but in Southern Oregon, we do it in an outdoor, unheated pool. So we're reason for a reason, and since it's Valentine's weekend, we want people to come out and show some love for our Special Olympics athletes.
Okay, so it's actually on the 15th, you're saying?
The 15th, that's
okay.
Right.
All right. Thanks for filling us in on the art of the plunge. That was really good to get that into an art segment this way.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me, Jeff. Really
sure, Kim.
It.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Let's go to Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. Good to be back. And we have 2 things happening at Liberty Arts this month. There is still 1 more week of our delightful Explorations Educational Outreach Program exhibit, which is a nature theme. Well, schools and groups usually come to the gallery throughout the year to view our exhibits, and then they do a related art project to take home. Well, this time, they've been coming in January and taught by local artists and art teachers. They've been actually making art for this show. So this is their exhibit. And it's really a joy to see. There's amphibian sculptures, flying geese, mobiles, northern lights, ceramic tiles, paper quilts, shadow boxes, framed prints. My gosh, just name it. It's a really joyful show by local schools, young adults, and a senior group. And this ends on February the 14th, Valentine's Day. And coming up after that, opening on February 21st, is our 12th ultra-popular annual members show. And we always name it after a tasty soup with many ingredients. And this year, it's pozole. We're actually still accepting entries from Liberty Arts members, if any of them are listening today. You may still submit 1 piece only in any medium by sending a JPEG image plus title, size, materials, and sale price to libertyartsgallery@gmail.com under the subject members show. And that deadline is Thursday, February 13th to submit your work, and the delivery of the work will be February 15th, but no work will be accepted after Monday the 17th. So if you can't deliver on Saturday, please contact the gallery. So the opening for that is on the 21st of February from 5 to 7 p.m., our usual opening reception with refreshments, music, and all good things. And we usually have about at least 50 pieces for this tasty soup event every year.
Sounds fun. Okay. Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika. Always good to hear from you.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange continues now with Kristen at the Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you. Well, we have a very exciting concert coming up at the end of February, and I just want to wish everyone happy Chinese New Year, happy Lunar New Year, and people who come to the Jacksonville Chinese New Year Parade tomorrow in Jacksonville at 10 a.m. may get a special gift from Martin Maikut himself. So just a little teaser there.
Okay.
So our concerts are starting on February 21st in Ashland at the SOU Music Recital Hall at 7:30. On Saturday, February 22nd in Medford at the Criterion Theater at 7:30. And also on February 23rd in Medford at the Criterion at 3 p.m. And just a note, our Sunday performance is in Medford, not in Grants Pass for
okay.
this set.
The usual progression is Medford or Ashland, Medford, Grants Pass, but this time Ashland, Medford, Medford.
That's right. So join us at the Criterion Theater. It's a beautiful place to hear concerts. So we are featuring Nancy Zhou, who is a Chinese-American Harvard graduate who was 2018's winner of the Shanghai Isaac Stern International Violin Competition. And the Rogue Valley Symphony were the first ones to book her after she won her competition because we knew that we would be performing Hei and Chen's The Butterfly Lovers Violin Concerto. It depicts a beautiful Chinese folktale in cinematic style with virtuosic violin playing.
Okay.
And we'll also be performing Beethoven's First and Second Symphony. So it's an interesting time to hear Beethoven's first two symphonies together in one concert, celebrating Beethoven's 250th birthday this year. And these two symphonies are the last two out of nine for the Rogue Valley Symphony to perform under the direction of Martin Maikut in his 10 years here.
So you've done the whole Beethoven symphony canon?
That's right. After these two, we will have completed them all.
Now, I want to ask you, Kristen, about you sent a clip ahead, Butterfly. Which piece is this?
This is the Butterfly Lovers Violin Concerto.
Ah, okay. Let's hear a little bit of that. Beautiful melody.
Yes. It, I guess, is one of the most popular orchestral pieces in China. And just a little teaser for listeners, we actually are announcing our 2020-2021 season on Sunday.
Okay, Sunday of this week or Sunday the
20th? Sunday of this week.
Okay.
So visit our website on Sunday and find out Sunday or Monday. And then join us later in the month on February 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And listeners can, as always, contact the Rogue Valley Symphony for tickets at rvsymphony.org. You can call the Symphony box office at 541-708-6400 for Ashland tickets, or the Criterion Theater at 541-779-3000 for Medford tickets.
Okay, Kristen, always good to hear from you at the Rogue Valley Symphony.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We now turn to Mike at the Barnstormers Theater in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. Mike, you there? Do we have Mike? No Mike? I'm going to put Mike on hold. Let's try on Hyla with the Grants Pass Museum of Arts. Are you there?
Hi, Jeff. I sure am.
Okay, good. Good to have you here. What's going on at the Grants Pass Museum?
Well, we are gearing up for our largest fundraiser called Black, White, and the Blues. It's the one time in the year where it's a huge gala and people can dress up in their fancy shoes because it includes dinner, auction, and a fabulous music program, dance, with Danielle Kelly's Soul Project.
Ah, Danielle Kelly's Soul Project. Glad you brought that up. We have a clip of Danielle Kelly, who actually is one of the announcers on the Rhythm and News Service of JPR, but here she is singing, and she sings well.
Yes.
Tasty is the song, cue the saxophone solo. And so when will Danielle be at the museum?
She will be not at the museum, it's at the fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds, okay.
Party, and it's February 22nd. Doors open at 5:30, so you can look at all the auction items. And some of them, this year, some really interesting packages. We have a trip to New York to see Elton John's last tour, and then a trip to San Francisco to visit the museums in the high points of San Francisco, and a condominium in Florida next to a golf course.
Wow.
So, along with the jewelry and the wine and the other art things that we normally have. You know, it's really wonderful. We have 20 pieces of original art that was donated by, you know, Southern Oregon artists for our auction. And this is the big fundraiser for the museum. So everybody come out. The tickets are $75, but if you buy a table, it's $525, so you save one seat. You get a table for $8 for the price of $7.
And the date again?
February 22nd. And you can go to our website. It's gpmuseum.com. Or you can call us at 541-479-3290.
Okay, Hyla at the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Thanks so much for joining us once again on First Friday Arts. Take care. Teresa at Art and Soul in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Well, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks so much for doing this. Hey, I wanted to let you know that I'm newly working with Art and Soul, and they have a number of things coming up. Firstly, First Friday today, they have all 27 artists that have painted The Language of Trees. And if you haven't been to Art and Soul, it is a co-op gallery, and it's quite amazing. The other thing that I wanted to mention is they also have painting demos, which one is coming up on the 16th from 12 to 2. So the gallery is open on Sundays, and it's a really great time. I've been there a couple of times myself, and I'm getting acquainted.
Okay, good. So tell us again. So First Friday, you're open for business tonight.
Yes, 5 to 8 p.m., and that's at 247 East Main Street in Ashland, the Art and Soul Gallery. And one more thing that I'd like to mention, each and every Sunday at 9:30 in the morning, the owner, Peter Stone, does chanting and chai, and it's quite a festive place to be.
Chanting and chai on Sunday mornings.
Yes, oh, it's fabulous. It really is. It's a nice, calming way to start your Sunday.
Okay. We have an embarrassment of riches this month. Teresa, thank you so much for joining us on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. I want to let the other callers, we have three of them left, know that we are going to take our required break at this time. When we come back, we will continue with First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange as we visit with the Brit Festival, Voices of the Golden Ghost, and we hope this time the folks in Barnstormers Theater. Let's go now to Mike at the Brit Festival in Jacksonville. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. What we have happening in February is our first Brit Presents announcement. We're calling our pop music series Brit Presents this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to get everybody excited for that. I can't leak out anything, although we've got a nice mix of some returns and some new acts that we haven't seen at Brit before. So that'll be great. We did announce our orchestra season. The Brit Festival orchestra season was announced a couple of weeks ago, and I thought I'd just mention a couple of highlights from that because I can actually talk about those shows.
Okay, good.
One of the things that's a real outstanding piece for this year is we're doing another commission piece that's going to be performed in the outdoors, and I don't mean at our festival grounds, but on the hiking trails above it. This is a follow-up on the Crater Lake project that we did a couple of years back.
Which was really pretty close to the edge of Crater Lake. You're talking about being on the Jacksonville Woodlands Trails now?
That is correct. We have commissioned a work by Caroline Shaw. She is a Pulitzer Prize-winning composer, and she has already been out walking the trails a couple of times and figuring out how we're going to make this work. But we'll have musicians performing along the trail system, and patrons can come up. These are free concerts, by the way, and explore the hillside and the music at the same time. So it's going to be very interesting.
Indeed.
We're actually offering that for two nights.
Okay. And what else you have in the package for the classical, the Brit Festival Orchestra season? You don't call it classical anymore, do you?
No, we do not. It's an orchestra season. It's orchestral music.
Mm-hmm.
And in all reality, classical means a certain set of music. We try to break out of those boundaries.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
fair.
The other concert that will be happening that I just wanted to mention is going to be Teddy Abrams with Jim James. Jim James and Teddy Abrams have been working on this piece of music for a few years, and they recorded it with the Louisville Orchestra, which is Teddy's home orchestra, this last summer. And so they will be performing that as well.
Now, we have a clip from that, actually. We have a clip from the Jim James, Teddy Abrams song, Back to the End of the World, and here it is.
Yeah.
One can never go back.
have to admit, you know, knowing, you know, having been to Brit Festival Orchestra Productions, when I first got to this video, I went, is this the right stuff? And I assured myself, right. It is indeed.
It is. And it should be quite interesting. So I wanted to point those things out. We are also celebrating Beethoven's 250th birthday this year, and there is quite a variety of both music by new composers and Beethoven. We're playing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, so there are quite a few things to check out. You can go to britfest.org. We've got a brand new website as well, and see what we've got going for the orchestra season.
Okay, lots of stuff coming up at the Brit Festivals, just not on the hillside yet. Mike, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday. We move on now to our next caller, Mark, with Voices of the Golden Ghost. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Yeah, hi, good morning. So we're doing this Sunday at 2 o'clock in Weed, California, at the Sons of Italy Hall. We're doing another performance of our Voices of the Golden Ghost. It's a community-based program where actors are retelling the stories of the forgotten African-Americans who mined in the Siskiyou Mountains during the Gold Rush.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple historians that do a couple talks during the performance to give people some background on just what was going on in California and the United States at that time, just to give some context to what these African-American miners had to deal with in the early days of California. So it's a unknown history pretty much by everybody. So it's entertaining, but it's also very enlightening.
Hey, we've talked about this on the Exchange before, and when is this event next?
We did. Pardon?
When is this event next?
This Sunday, mm-hmm. 2 o'clock in Weed, California, at the Sons of Italy Hall.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much for sharing this with us once again.
Okay. All right. Hope to get some people there, actually from Oregon.
Okay.
Nice to have some people come down.
Okay. Voices of the Golden Ghost in Weed on Sunday. We finish up with Mike at Barnstormers Theater in Grants Pass. You there?
I am. Sorry for that dead air. I promise there won't be any at our show.
That's a good promise. Okay.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Great to talk to you.
Same here. What's going on with Barnstormers?
Well, we have tomorrow night Nathan Kalish all the way from Nashville coming out to perform for us, closing in on the last of our fourth year at the highly popular Storytellers Music Series at Barnstormers Theater. We've had a wonderful time with these 88 seats, really intimate, mostly acoustic and original shows. So we're really excited to bring Nathan out here. He has kind of a rockabilly, Americana, outlaw country feel, and really just a super fun guy. And it's going to be a great show. We're really looking forward to it. Doors open at 6:30 for food and drink. Show starts at 7:30. You can find tickets on barnstormersgp.com, or you can check out any of his music on Facebook or his website, of course, YouTube. But we're hoping that folks will make the short drive to Grants Pass. There are still some tickets left, so we'd love to see everybody from the Valley come over and see Nathan. He's coming all the way from Nashville. You guys can come from Ashland or Medford to see him. He'd really like it.
He's traveling a lot farther. Okay, thanks for your persistence in getting back on the line, Mike. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Jeffrey. We love what you do. We'll see you guys in Grants Pass.
All right. Thanks so much. That is our final call for First Friday Arts. As we head for our next segment, let's turn to the Avett Brothers. We couldn't leave out a pretty song called February 7. Here it is, already in progress.
I went on the search for something true. I was almost there when I found you. Sooner than my fate was rope, perfect blade it slit my throat, and beads of lust released into the air. When I awoke, you were standing there.